we are in the piece of Afakhba, and Reb Chaim has two paragraphs, so we're in the first paragraph. He's bringing rayas about all the knowledge Chazal have that they got from Torah. We're up to, it's hard for me to identify where we're up to. Esther Rabbah, it says, Bar Yuchni, the name of a guy, it's also a name of a bird. I had it Menachas, but it's spelled with a chaf, but it's the name of a bird. He wanted to make a party for the Roman senators. Rabbi Yossi was there. Amar Nimlach Bebeni Reinu. Let us ask a person of the city how much to prepare. You know, party planner. Let's ask somebody. Asa Legabe said he came to Rabbi Yossi. Amalai, so Rabbi Yossi, told this guy, he buys the mikri esrim. If you're inviting 20 people, avud esrim chamisha. Prepare for 25 people. He buys the mikri esrim chamisha, and if you want to invite 25 people, avud leplasan. Prepare 30. Azalhuva avud esrim v'arba. V'kara esrim chamisha. And he did the opposite to Shagetz. He went and prepared for 24 and invited 25. So Shechoshav Shavad Echem and Layavai. You know, caterers do that today. They take off 10% of what you tell them you're going to have because they assume that 10% of the crowd doesn't show up. Ishtachnan D'chas Ruchat Mekama. He found that what was missing. Amad Amar Kandas, Amad Amar Kafnoi.
I'm saying it
was
artichoke. What? I'm saying
it was artichoke. Artichoke, oh, good old artichoke. And one says it's Kafnoi.
Dates.
I see Dav, Yav Kadame. So he brought gold and put it in front of Mr. Number 25, who didn't have a portion, because he only prepared 24 portions of artichoke. I don't know why anybody would want artichoke, but if these guys obviously like artichoke. What?
I love artichoke.
You do? Okay, so you could have been invited to that party. Anyway, Nasre Vesoka Bape threw it in his face. You think I'm going to eat gold? The Havchani Tzorok, you think I need your gold? Also, the commander of Blessed Rabbi Yossi. So the guy came to Blessed Rabbi Yossi. The Tani Lei Ubdan, he repeated the story. Amalechayecha, Rabbi, I swear, Lahavali de Emeloch, I didn't have to tell you this. Dili Amitli Lahavdis, then begin Kachamaris Loch. I shouldn't have to tell you my embarrassment because what you told me to do, I didn't do. So therefore, I'm telling you that I should know, Imchadre Tairagil Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did the Rebbeinu Shem only reveal to you the secrets of the Torah? Hashem Echadre Suda, or do you know the secrets of party planning? Amalai Hein, Av Chadre Suda Gilalanu. We even know the secrets of party planning. Amalai Medamin Allah, how do you know the secrets of party planning? Amalai Midavid, the Siv Ayave Avner David, the Imai Eshem Anashim. It says in the Pasuk, Avner came to David with 20 people. Vayaz David Avner Anashim, Ashitai Mishta. He made to Avner and the people with him a party. Vayas Mishtang Shivskan. It doesn't say he made a party. He made a party for the people that were with him, meaning he took into account how many people Avner was going to bring. So there should be enough. Okay. I don't know how we see five extra portions, but at least it shows them don't cut portions. The Torah says David HaMelech made a party and he didn't make it for 19 people. He made it for everybody because he was told that Avner's coming with 20, you prepare for 20. You don't get caught short. Amatino. Shakala Yadiyas Vachach Maslam Duchazal Ma'atayra. They learned it all from the Torah. You know, we're going to stop here because it's the beginning of a paragraph. We'll make my mentors and start tomorrow. Okay, we're going to be starting on. I believe we're up to Vichimeme Adama. On Chafam and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines in the bottom. The two dots of Chimeme Adama, but it's not 6 o'clock yet. Six o'clock. 15 lines at the bottom. Kamei mi adama. Tana rabbana. Kamei mi adama. What is kamei mi adama? How do you see the color of the water over the dirt from a certain place? The Mishnah said kamei mi adama is from Bikas based kerem. Maybe adama shmena. He brings, I don't know, fertile land? What?
Rich earth.
Rich earth. The biggest base kerem, umetzev alei mayim, and you put water right on, meaning it should be a layer of water above the mud, the dirt, the mirror mayor. Rebekiva says, mi biggest yutfes. You take it from the valley of yutfes. Rebekiva, I'm a biggest sichni. Rebekiva, I'm a biggest geneiser, uki yitzabem. Either from the valley of geneiser and similar ones. Okay, Tanya Yidach, Kamei mi Adama, maybe Adama Shmeina mi Bikas Beis Kerem, which is what our Mishnah said, which is our Meir's opinion. Ameitzev le'amayim kiklipas hashum, and there's water floating over it, like the peel of a garlic. Ve'ein shir le'amayim, mishum ve'ein shir le'afar. There's not a certain amount of water, because we don't know how much dirt you're going to have. Obviously, you need water that will go above the dirt, slightly above the dirt. Vain bite can ice and schoolin. You don't check it when it's clear. Elachurin. You mix it together. Meaning, you have to have the dirt go into the water. If you just put the water on top, not necessarily will the water get the color of the dirt. So you have to mix it in a way that it'll be thick, meaning thicker. I don't know, what do you call that? Akurim? Dirty? Thicker? What did he say?
Muddy.
What?
Muddy.
Very good. Tzalalu. If it, what happens is it settles. Shouldn't use his hand. That will affect the color. Elabically. Zuck trash.
Two times.
What?
How many times you have to do it?
Well, it has to be thick, muddy. If it settles out. What did he say three times?
He
didn't say clear it. It said if it cleared. Doesn't say to clear it. Rabbeinu says it means to clear it. No, of course not. If it cleared, you have to remix it. By climbing. 10 might but not be Nigeya. I have no idea how far I get when I sit there Wednesday and I write a test.
Yeah.
I'm speculating how far I'll get on Friday. I might get there, I might not get there. Dr. Ashi. Begushayu Shanidu lived in Bambu Abidzera. Ain't sure the Mayim, some nature of love for Yabi Abba Kamashiyurta. Bring as much dirt as you want, him rather mock. And then you put on the top of it, put water on top of it, the milam and offer. So if you have more dirt, you have more water. You have less dirt, you have less water. Elachurim stay maris adam and chnesses v'mayim. Ukshayachurim v'mayim offer when he mixes it. Don't put it into your hand and mix it in your hand. Even if you're going to put it back in a kaili. Avum, period. So now the Gemara is a shayli. Again, let's do the Gemara, and then we'll come back to this, because the Gemara is going to discuss this. Does that mean, don't put the mud, the dirt, and your water in your hand, and mix it while it's in your hand? Is that the problem, that you're mixing it while everything is in your hand? Avum, b'mana, but if it's in a keli, k'okhele b'yadu shapadami. But if it's in a keli, you can use your hand to mix it. What's the problem with the hand? That you're holding the thing in your hand, the whole thing, and mixing it while it's in your hand? Or is the problem mixing it with your hand? I hope I'm explaining myself. One way means you take the dirt and the water in your hand, and you mix it. That's wrong. How about if it's in a keli and you mix it with your finger? What would happen there? What does it mean, don't mix it with your hand? Does it mean don't mix it when the mixture is in your hand? Or don't mix it with your hand, regardless where the mixture is? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Ibailu, Ein Eichonai Sebiyad, Ela Bekli means, the Leilirim and Beyad, they do not put it into your hand. Lachrinu and muddy it up. Avu Bemana, but if it's in a Keli, Ki Avu Achalei Beyad is Shafir Dami. If you mix it with your hand while it's in a Keli, it's fine. Idoma, the Leilachrinu Beyad, Ela Bemana. Or maybe it means you have to use a keli, a spoon, to mix it, right? Not your hand. Tashma, shu bite kan, ein bite kan ala b'kais. when you check it, you check it when it's in a glass cup. So it's telling me, obviously, it means that you don't have it in your hand, you have it in a keli. That's what it means. So the Gemara about tying the barilach, medika bekais achira b'mai. Granted that it's in the cup, I'm not arguing that point. But maybe, how do you mix it? Can you mix it with your hand while it's in the kli? Teiku. We have no raya. Rashi.
What kind of kli?
Schuchas. Rashi says bekaisha schuchas.
Clear glass.
I think we're going to talk about this, but I believe so. I think the Gemara might even talk about it. Maybe not. No, maybe not. I think it's clear glass. Rashi. Let's go back. Don't put the offer in your hand. The yachor hamayim, but offer should be yadai. That's the first side of the Gemara.
What?
But not. Whatever achura means, yachor is the verb of achura. It becomes muddy by the yachor, the act of muddying it. There's no such word, but I just made it up. I like to make up words. I also make up words. Me and Webster. Abapi, even though you'll put it back into a keli, we don't want you having it in your hand when it's mixed. But if the dirt is in a keli, if he sticks his finger in and muddies it that way, it's good. It's in a basin, it's in a cup. With a spoon, or any other keli. He's using a spoon as an example. Elo b'kaisos chukas. Rashi's gairis, kaisos chukas. Almoloi lirmi offer b'mayim b'kap of a yidbay. It means you have to have it in a cup, not in your hand. That's the Gemara. I agree with that. But can you mix it with your hand? We don't know. Ki asa l'kama de rabba b'avua. Amalubim kaimash nino. He said, the only way you can tell the color is if you do it right where that dirt is. Meaning, you take it out, put it in a cup, mix it with water, muddy it up, and then you can tell. The minute you transport it somewhere else, the color changes. It has to be done in the place, in that valley where you got the dirt. You have to take water, mix it in a cup, and look at the color. If you transport it to your house, it's out of the place, it doesn't work anymore. Rashi? What? Again, I'll let you take that. I'll read Rashi. Again. Maybe it's fresh. Maybe it's the air. I don't know. There's a million other reasons. I mean, not a million. A number of reasons that you can say. So since Rashi doesn't tell me, I don't make them up. Dr. Ash, I'm a little bit mkaima shininu. She'in adam adayma ladam elabim kaima. Only in its place. I'm a bia b'mokam achar nishtanim arisa. Take it somewhere else, it changes. Dr. Gemara.
Why don't you take it out of the earth?
He's saying not that way. The Mishnah is not expecting you to do it in the earth. So the Mishnah said in its place, there it works. Now, why? Baruch Mike shall tell you, Pshat. I don't know, Pshat. I know. Again, everybody can speculate all they want. Rashi doesn't tell me.
If you want to use the Rabbi Einhorn brings Amitri Yaakov, who brings the Rambam, and says that the meat in the same cup allows the sediment.
That's not what Rashi learns.
He says that's not how Rashi learns. That's why I said Amitri Yaakov said the Rambam said.
Yeah, okay. But it's not Chat and Rashi, that's what I'm trying to point out.
Yeah,
we learn Gemara Rashi. Not against the Rambam. The Rambam is a Rishon and Mess. I love to learn Rambam. It's so great to learn Rambam. If Chassid Shalom, I would say that I'm going to burn and get him. But the Rambam wrote in a way that everybody can say Tyran or Rambam. It's like amazing. Like everybody has a Pshat in a Rambam. You learn Rambam, you learn any Perek in Rambam, you have 20 sticklers Tyran you can say. Why, how, what the Rambam means. Every word is so meduyak, it's so careful. All the Rishonim are that way, but the Rambam sticks out as the one that everybody learns. Anyway, right. That's the Gemara writer, Reb Chanina Poli Kurta de Gagishta. He cracked off a piece of the dirt, Ubadik Bay, and that's the color he used. Dr. Gemara, Lion to lay Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi b'Askara. So Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said, anybody else that does this should suffer Rachmana Litzlan Askara, which is translated all different ways in Rabbi Nuart's goal. Sometimes he says Tiferia, sometimes he says Askara. So I don't know what he says here. Every time there are different versions of Rabbi Nuart's goal that are translated differently.
Yeah.
He says Askara. He says the Tiferia. You have a different version.
41.
Yeah. Zakrachi, Pali Mivakeyo, Mayan. Reb Chanina did it without water. Lion to lay Rabbi Shmuel, and notice he did not curse Reb Chanina. Chas v'shalom. Acher she'asakein. Anybody else that does it should get Askara. Dr. Gemara, why? Because Reb Chanina knows enough to pask him from a piece of dirt. Nobody else can do it. So Rabbi Yechonon said, Chachmas under Reb Chanina, the wisdom of Reb Chanina, his knowledge, Garmali caused me to ask the dam. I don't pass in shayvus adam. Why? Metamina metar metar na metame. When I said it's tame, he said it's tar. When I said it's tar, he said it's tame. I got the message. Rabbi Yechonon, stay in your lane. Don't paskin dam, because I saw from Reb Chanina that I don't get it. So don't. Reb Chanina is Reb Chanina. Nobody else should think he's Reb Chanina. I'm Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar said the opposite. And the tzuna of Reb Chanina, his anivus garmadin the chazoy dami. It caused me that I do paskin maris. Why? Ma Reb Chanina the anvusinu. Ma the Reb Chanina was a big anav. Malchus Napshel the Suffolk was willing to enter the doubt of a woman whether she's tar or tameh because in the paskin, he in his anivus didn't shrink away. And no, I'm not such a big onuf. Loyalty, I shouldn't paskin. I don't have that humility that would scare me away. So if he paskins, I can paskin. Dr. Rashi, different approaches between Reb Yochanan and Reb Lazar. Now they were both Amoroim, and one said, I paskin, he's always paskin against me. Reb Lazar obviously did not have that experience. So he said, I feel confident that I know the colors. Reb Chanina paskin because he was such an honor, but he took the Achrayas. So I feel I have to take the Achrayas also. Rashi Reb Chanina, who the Chalkim of Matsi Badi Kai Gavni, can do it. The Mara Dari Disro, Boki Bamaras Dam, Michal Chachmei Aretis, and Svaitra. Dr. Gemara Vaitra. Check the Gemara. Bubba's Tiva, the nature of Bubba, what is he translated as?
Natural science of Bubba.
Caused me that I don't see blood. I don't get Bubba's weather. I don't get Bubba's nature. I can't predict Bubba regular things. But and I understand blood. I can't even figure out Bubba's weather patterns. I can't even figure out there, whatever grows there, how it grows. I'm a lost soul when it comes to Bubba Steba. So I got the message. I'm not so smart, and therefore, I'm not going to pass it up. That means that Bativia is not a Bidavia Dana. Fact the Gemara, remember the Bativia Talyamosa? Does it have to do with the Teva Bubba? But Rabbi the other Bativia Malaya, the Bidama. Rabbi did know the Teva Bubba, and yet he refused to pass the blood. Coach can't come right. It's exactly what Rabbi is saying. Ma Rabba the Yadda Bativa Lechazadama, Ma the him who understood Bubba's Teva was not willing to paskin blood. I know I'm saying. Now again, remember those people who were paskin shades of red. It's a different level of sock that we have today. Ula Ikula Pumpadisa. Ula happened to Pumpadisa. Aisha Lekamadama, Rabbi Yehuda lived in Pumpadisa. That was Rabbi Yehuda's city. Rabbi Yehuda the Amayra. Ula arrived there, they brought blood to Lechaz, they didn't look at it. I'm a Mara Blazer, the Mara the Arid Yisrael Hava. He was the master of Arid Yisrael. It's a Drashi, top right. The Mara the Arid Yisrael, Bunky Bamara's Dumb, Mikol Chachmei Arid Yisrael, because my father's not come on. He knew Maris, I just want to finish this thing. He knew Maris more than all Chachmei Arid Yisrael. He mixed with Asur Rabbi Yehuda Lechaz Yidama. And when he arrived in Rabbi Yehuda's city, he did not look at blood. Because he said, So Ula said, Rabbi Lazar, who knows it better than anybody else in Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Rabbi Yehuda's city, he deferred. I'm not going to pass when Rabbi Yehuda's around. So I, who don't reach Rav Elazar's Madrega, I'm going to paskin in this city? Frech the Gemara by my car, Le'emar Adar Yisrael. Why is Rav Elazar called the master of Eretz Yisrael? Now he hits the Dicey Dumb and the Kamei to Rav Elazar. It was a woman that brought blood in front of Rav Elazar. Having Yosef Rav Ami Kamei. Rav Ami was sitting there. Orchei. Rav Elazar smelled it. Amalei Hai Dam Chimurhu. This is the blood of desire. This blood came about not because of a regular period, but she desired relationship with her husband, and that caused her to exude, if that's the right word, blood out of her body. Machlekes Rishayim is dam chimo dam mida. Is dam chimo dam mida. Some Rishayim say no, but you have arrived this Gemara. He said this is not dam mida, this is dam chimo. If it's Asher, what difference does it make? Other Rishayim learn no dam chimo is dam mida, but if you don't count Vestas, don't count it as a period because it was caused by an external thing. But she's Tamei, but she doesn't have to worry about the day of the month because it Dam Chimod, it didn't happen because of a regular cycle.
Tamei?
What? No. So Tamachloikis Rishayim of Dam Chimod is Tamei or not. Baser the Adnafka, Itapula Rav Ami. So after she left, Rav Ami went over to this lady and he asked her, anything happened to you that you had Dam Chimod? My husband was traveling, and I had a big desire for him. Now, Rav Yehuda did not ask her for details. Rav Elazar didn't ask her for details. He smelled the blood. He knew right away. So Rav Ami said about Rav Elazar, a secret to Hashem to those of you. Yes, doctor.
This observation, although
Rav Chaim
smelled
up,
extrapolating
from
the
Torah
to practice that Rav Zera and Rava and many other Tanaim and Amoraim had great respect for the natural philosophy of the time, the natural science of it.
I'm not going to get involved in that. I'll leave that alone. We'll go back to the Gemara.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sure.
The modesty of Rav Zera and Rabbi, I mean, this is very admirable, or their knowledge of their own lack of knowledge, but somebody has to do it. So if they're in a position of authority,
yes.
I mean, they have to at least, it's such an important issue because it involves marital relations. Somebody, by default, somebody has to do it. Don't they at least have to give it a college try, so to speak, and at least just do their best?
Again, let me explain. This was not a question of whether it was read or not. It would be a question of whether it's read or not. They all would have passed it. They were talking about different shades of red. And for that, you have to be a big expert. And they were afraid to paskin this. Today, you go to a rav and ask a shayla, he doesn't have to worry about that. Those, if you can't paskin, you can't paskin. I mentioned a few days ago, I mean, and chas v'shalom, I don't mean that I'm a roim and this gemara, that you go to somebody that knows more, you'll get a bigger heter than somebody that doesn't know. Because the person that doesn't know has to be strict, and the person that knows when he can say yes. So they didn't know. They didn't know what they were supposed to do. I don't know. Go, if there's somebody else here that knows, go ahead. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I'm not capable. People who ask me monetary stuff, I don't know Chayshe Mishpat. So I answer them right away. I don't know Chayshe Mishpat. Now, they have the benefit of a phone today, so they can pick up a phone and go Lakewood, Dada, Rob. They didn't have the benefit of a phone. So what happens?
That's sort of my point. Maybe the phone. I don't mean to be flip, but I mean maybe the phone is sort of a. I mean it's quite an aid for you, Rabbi. Right? I mean, what would you have done in 6th century Babel or wherever if you couldn't travel and find somebody? This situation would either hang
know.
In the air or not be resolved for years.
Yeah, somebody knows Chayshe Mishpat, but that's all I would hope for. If I don't know it, I can't paskin it. I'd be cheating people. I can't take on myself something I don't know.
But they did send, they sent the Shilohs to Babel in those days. That was
it
like
could
the,
be. I mean, I know, this is a true fact, but not for Maris. But the Jewish center was located in Iraq. Iraq and Iran, Iraq more than Iran, during the time of the Gaonim. After the Gemara was finished, in the time after Talmud Bavli, even during Talmud Bavli, the Jewish center of Torah was in modern-day Iraq. And that's where it was. And there was two major yeshivas. Sura, which lasted over 1,000 years, the yeshiva, started in the days of Rav, and it went all the way to the 900s. And the other yeshiva was a traveling yeshiva. It had to move many times because of different problems with the Kayim. It was in Akdo, it was in Pumpadisa, it was in Masa Mechazia, kept on moving. And after a while, it fell apart. And whenever there was a Shaila, anywhere in the world, except for maybe Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila had to be sent to Babel. And it was a six-month process. They had boats that go there through the Strait of Hormuz. And I'm just saying it as a joke. And the Shaila came and they answered it back. As the Jews migrated to northern Africa and southern Spain, right, it became a very big issue. I'm not talking about Dom. I'm talking about Shilas, every Shila. They had no... So the Rebbe, this is a legend. There's the famous story of the four captives. Whether it's true or not, it's questionable, but everybody quotes it. The legend of the four captives. That the Rebbe Nisham engineered that there were four big Gaili Yisrael who had to travel to raise money for the yeshivas above them. And they traveled to northern Africa, where the new affluent Jewish community now lived, and they traveled there to raise money. And they got captured by pirates. And the pirates took them to Jewish communities to ransom them. And the deal was, by the communities, we'll ransom you if you stay here. And that's how Torah transplanted from Babel to northern Africa. One of them was Rabbeinu Hananel's father. This is the legend of how Torah migrated together with the people.
Where is the legend? Where do you read on this legend?
I think it's in the Seder Hadiris. It's always quoted as the legend of the four captives. It has their names. Because these are people that moved to northern Africa and southern Spain. The Rif came from there. You know, these were all Talmidim of Babel. They had learned in yeshivas of Babel, and they migrated to northern Africa. Interesting enough, I'm not learning a history here now, the Yidden in France and Spain, I'm sorry, France and Germany, their Italy, their migration happened from Eretz Yisrael. So the Ashkenaz people, if you trace back the source of their lineage, it takes us to France and Spain, France and Germany, and then afterwards Poland and Russia, but that came later, Western Europe and Italy, and they came from the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. The Sephardi communities, northern Africa, southern Spain, all that communities, they came from Babel. They migrated from Babel. That's historical way there. That's just way there. Again, my source of history is Rabbi Beryl Wein. He's my source. I trust him because I don't know anybody else that can do it in history, so therefore I trust him.
You can almost certainly find the story of the four
companies
on ChatGPT.
Or on Google before ChatGPT. You could probably imagine you could Google it.
Yeah, but you
know, in ChatGPT, you don't know if it's true or not. I mean, it'll Google. Remain a legend, even if it's true, it remains a legend. They make it up. They make it up. But they make it up as it goes along.
Yeah.
You know, you ask Shaila to AI, they Paskin. And they're being Myron McClymus, but just they don't exist. They do it all the time. And it's over here, it's over there, it's over, you look it up, it's not there. They make it up. They never say we don't know. They always posken based on whatever they decide to posken.
Well, I've asked some things they don't know, but it's gotten better. They've started citing sources.
Okay.
You can always look it up.
Fine. I know. I said you can look it up and see that it's not there. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Pumpadisa, Asked Rabbi Yehuda, Bishili Perakabin of Sanhedrin, it says, Sabi the Pulpadis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeina. Because Hashem equated Rabbi Yehuda because of the honor of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, it's not because he didn't know as much as Rabbi Yehuda. He wouldn't look at it, but how can I do it in Rabbi Yehuda's city? The ultimate respect that he had from Rabbi Yehuda. And he was the expert, the master of Paskening. Arche Ariach Ba Yismel, that he, to this Abbas Labayla, she desired her husband, Barah Sadam Machmas Kaiba. By the way, one of the reasons that some people have a minig not that the chas and kala don't meet the week before the wedding is because of dam chimur. Ifra Hormuz, so let me learn now. Ifra Hormuz, that was her name, and Rashi's going to explain her name. Ima de Shvar Malka. She was the mother of the king of Persia. Shvar Malka is like president. It's like Caesar. It was the title of the king of Persia was Shvar Malka. So it doesn't say which Shvar Malka. There were many Shvar Malkas, like there are many presidents. Right? So she was the mother of Shvar Malka. Let's do who Rashi says. Dr. Rashi, Ifra Hormuz, Nachris Haisa, she was a Shetza. V'chein Shma, that was her name. V'yavah B'kein Haisam Hashmeres Asma Menidus. She kept Hilchus Nida. U'mekroibel his Geyer, she was a step away of becoming a Geyeris. She respected Jews tremendously. And she tried to influence her son all the time about the greatness of the Jewish people. She even sent Kabbalah. Kedisa, like it says, like in the side it says it's in Zvach. But this is after the Korban. The Lashon Yevani, the Greek translation, Ifra means chen, grace, a graceful lady. Let us give a graceful thank you to Reb Shimon. What does Hormuz come? My Hormuz Balilusa. She was a beautiful woman with beautiful breath. That's what it says. Ifra Hormuz, the graceful, beautiful lady who was the mother of Shvar Malka. Some want to learn that Hormuz is the name of a shade and that she employed witchcraft in her actions because that's going to make a difference in Shat and the Gemara. But Rashi doesn't bring that. Not the Gemara Biker. So Shadra Dama Lakama Darava. Now she sent Kabbalas, there was no Beis HaMikdash. She just wanted to offer things to Hashem. So the Gemara's welcome talks about how do you bring a Beis Kabbalas with Manazah. Anyway, Shadra Dama, she sent her blood Lakama Darava. Have a Yosef Rabavaka Kame. Rabavaka was sitting in front of Rava. Urche, Rava smelled the blood. Amala, so he said to whoever was carrying the blood for Ifra Hormuz, Hai Dam Chimaru. This is the blood of a desire. This woman desired a relationship, and that's why she bled. Amrle Lavrei, so she says Lebrad, supposed to be, she says to her kid, to the king of Persia, Tachazin kamechakim yudoy. Look how smart the Jews are. He can smell it and tell me the cause of the blood. Amrlei domekisuma baruba. Maybe he guessed like a blind person in a skylight. Meaning, you can be right without knowing what you're talking about. You know, you spin the wheel. You might be right. Who says he really knows? He guessed right. Hadr Shadr Le Shitin Mine Dama. So she sent him 60 kinds of blood. The Kula Aminu. And he was able to identify why each one was blood. Ahu Basra Dam Kinim Hava. The last one of the 60 was the blood of a louse. V'lo Yada. And Rava did not know that it was the blood of a louse. 59, he identified the source and was able to differentiate between 59. I don't know how she got 60 types of blood, but she did. Maybe she took some animal blood, some bird blood. I don't know what it was. And he identified every single one except the last one. Estaya Milsa, the Shadala Shutusa, the Megatli Kalma. He sent her a present, a comb that you can take the lice out of your hair. He just sent her a present. But she, Amra, Yudoi Bas Tavna the Living Sisu. The Jews are in the inside, I don't know how he translates Tavna, in the chambers of the heart of Sisu. That was an ace. It was an ace. She took it. Wow, he knows that's a louse thing. He didn't want to write louse, so he sent me a comb to get the lights out. So the nace happened that this lady was so impressed. Look. How the Jews are able to tell the difference between 60 types of blood, even though Rabbi didn't know one of them. But the Rabbi Nishma made names for him. Dr. Ashi. Urche, Babakam Dabalo. Now, Rashi was guys before the Rabbi didn't Paskin. Here it says, Rabbi Paskin. We have the Gersha, Rabba didn't paskin. Other guy is Rabba. So Rashi has a problem. If Rabba didn't paskin, how is he doing this? These are all miracles. It was the queen's mother, the king's mother that was sending it to him. He couldn't send her back, I don't paskin. So the Rabbanishim gave a miracle that all of a sudden he knew all kinds of blood. Shalach Lamishim Dairen, Shikusa Misrikna, beautiful comb, Mekatli Kalmish, Ahargimala Kingdom, that they kill lice. The Sabru, and she thought, Vade Hey, but he knew what it was. The Mishum Haki, Shalach Lihai, that's why the present is. Kalmi, Kinim, 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 Kalmasa. Betavni, the Liboy, Mechadri Halev, in the chambers of the heart, Atam Yashim. Mechadorim, Metagimina, Mechatavnaya, the Pasik Mechadorim. You fellas know everything. Like, totally blown away by Rabba's knowledge. Now, if you're Gairus Rabba, there's no Kasha, Rabba knew. If you're Gairus Rabba before, so this is a nace. The Banishim all of a sudden endowed him with knowing every type of blood because he had to do it. There are many more stories in Shas between Rabba and the Imei Deshor Malka. All kinds of things. She once told her son that the Jews pray in the rains. So her son told her, yeah, in the winter they pray it rains, so can I. So she said, send them in the summer and see if it rains. So she sent them in the middle of Tammuz where it never rains, in whatever area they live. And she said, get me rain. So he davened to the Rabbi Nishlam and he said, I need rain because of Chol Hashem. And it rained. So in the dream they told him, his father came to him in a dream and said, don't go to bed tonight. And the next morning there were all kinds of arrows in the bed. Because in Shemayim, they were very upset that he was Mishana Teva. He made it rain in the summer. So he had to, you know, they sent him a message. Stay out of bed, because it's not going to be good. Again, I'm not getting involved in the details of why, what, when, how, but this is this. So you had a lot of stories with this woman. Not to give my advice, I'm reviewed. Mereish Shalai V'chazin Adama. I used to pass in blood. Now, all of a sudden, I had a story. Even the Amr Le'ima the Yitzchi Bri, my son's mother told me, meaning his wife, I never bring the first drop of blood for a shayla. Why? It smells. I can't go to the rabbi with a smelly piece of blood. So I take the rest of it. I wait till the first part goes by, and I take the marab, the rest of it, but it might be a different color. Right? In those days that they differentiate between red, the first drop might have been one shade of red, and then later on it turned to a different shade of red. And by the time she asked the Shiloh, it's a different shade of red. And I'm passing it. And my wife tells me that she would never take the first shade of red because it smells. So lechazin, I don't passing anymore. However, to passing whether it goes, you may tuma, you may tara, we're there, the color makes no difference. That I passing. Because you may tuma, it's tameh and may tara, the same blood as tahar. So I'm willing to look at it. But to paskin dam nidus, how can I do it when the woman doesn't show me the original blood? So he stopped. Now, what does everybody else do? Maybe they're not conscious that there's a change. Maybe everybody held that they don't have to worry about that. You know, as we will see soon, Ein L'dayin HaMash Ein HaBrayas, you pass in what you see. You can't worry about what was and what will be. Mash Ein Kein, he felt scared to pass.
He had right approaches to send first sample.
Again, we send Badika Kloss to Rav. They send the actual blood because maybe it's not Dam Nidus. Maybe it's a Kasher Amara. We don't do that because red is red. They sent more things. Again, we'd send Batika cloth, but when the woman has the period, we send nothing during a period. They sent during the period. Is this dominant or not? Is this one of the five shades? So he said, I can't paskin that.
Yeah, so I repeat my question. Was that
proper
for her not to send
it? I don't know. It would be rude to stop asking it. It doesn't say, everything that it doesn't say here, you can answer as well as I can. Obviously, not everybody else stopped basketing. He stopped basketing.
He was afraid that it would have been darker.
Correct. Correct. Okay, it doesn't, everything else, Rav Maisha, you're as capable of making things up as I am.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the Rishayim. the Mepharshim. Again, not seeing doesn't prove anything. I didn't see anybody talk about it.
It's not that it would come from a different source, right?
That's no, it's from her.
Same
but if it's a shame, then it's okay. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Gemara, Yalsa, Eishel, Dham, and Lekamid, Rabbi, Barbachana, the Tamila. Yalsa was Rav Nachman's wife, and she brought the blood in front of Rabbi Barbachana, and he said, it's no good. Hadra, Eishel, Lekamid, Rav Yitzchak, Braid, Rav Yehuda. Then she brought the same blood, Rav Yitzchak, Braid, Rav Yehuda, Bedachila, and he said, it's okay. Now, the truth is, this is a problem. You can't ask one Paisa Keshaila and get a psak to the Sasser, and then go to a different Pisces to get a psak to the Mutter. And that's going to be the Gemara's problem. But first, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, like Hazina, the Dumi Ishtani changed. I forgot the Mari Dumtar Yeshla. Now it looks to her. Dumi, I said, Tipsa Kamai said, you brought the first drop. Have you met the Tame with a look Tame? May Tmei Latira, because you're calling you May Tire Shil Zachar Shon Nekeva. The days of Tara after birth of a male, 33. Of a boy, a girl, 66. Merasa b'yayim abon ve'echad. It's 41 because 7 and 33 and 14 and 66. I b'yayim shemayin ve'echad. Chazin l'hudam. Idam tamim etaminam. V'ilav mechamisha damim havim mutarina. If it's not five shades, I won't. Why? Now, who vaday tipsa kamay samaysi? Deloy mizama. She can bring the first drop because it's not smelly because she's been bleeding for who knows how long and the smell is gone already. Right. Adad asked the cause of us the dam tire. Till now it was dam tire. She called Memlas Uncle Palin and gave him Mayim Psuach. The source is open. I feel a paska yoyim yamayim. And even if she stopped for a day or two, Hayom Exekasi Bedamim, we assume she's bleeding. Loizama, the blood doesn't smell now. Umaisi Tipsa Kamaisa. So what Rebuta is saying is, the woman after day 40, she's been bleeding for weeks. The blood doesn't smell anymore. So she'll bring me on day 41 the first drop, even though she hasn't seen the last 48 hours, but she's been bleeding enough over the weeks that the smell is no longer there. So she'll bring me the first one so I can paskin it. But a woman who becomes anita after not seeing for a month, and now all of a sudden she sees, I don't want to paskin it because I can't. She won't bring me the beginning color, and I can't tell. Mikora Tamuya Tamirle. Okay, Dr. Gemara Baiter. Frank? Drop. First drop. Tipsa. Tipa. Tipa.
Okay. Does that indicate that she
should have
sent the first
drop? It doesn't. You want it? He's saying, I can't. Maybe not. Maybe everybody else assumes it doesn't change. It doesn't say. I can't make things up. It doesn't say. Rashi doesn't tell me. The Gemara doesn't tell me. I don't know. He didn't say. He didn't yell at his wife.
They can't pass him based on
what she told him. He can't pass him. He's afraid. It doesn't say what anybody else did. And it doesn't say whether she was wrong or not. He didn't yell at her. He didn't throw stones at her. He didn't even throw pots at her.
We don't
have for sure. The Gemara doesn't tell me that he did. He didn't say for sure it changes. He said, she made me be afraid that maybe it changes. I didn't know that fact, that women don't show the first drop. He's not regretting all the psalchem he did.
And he's saying, maybe it doesn't change?
And maybe it doesn't change. Who said that it changes after the first drop?
Why would he stop if that wasn't the case?
He said, it might change.
Okay, so obviously that's a fear.
It's a fear, but that doesn't mean that now he's saying all the stuff.
Radical things.
He didn't send every woman back to the mikvah, but he paskin until now. He paskin. Now he has a new fear, so he stopped paskining. Dr. Gemara Weidner. I'm going to say something. It's Chodesh today, I have to end early. But I'm going to say something. These people, and even Paiskim today, the right Paiskim, have Siyata Dishmaya. Ramesha held, and Ramesha wasn't that long ago, in my days, that when he said a psak, he very rarely ever took it back. Because when he Paiskim, she felt to replenish him from Siyata Dishmaya to Paiskim the right way. He held that way very strongly. The Meruim gets out the Ishmael. They can't decide saying, let me paskin, I'll get out the Ishmael. No, they have to be comfortable paskining, and the Rebbeinu Shem helps them out that they don't make a mistake. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't question now whether he paskined wrong all those times. He doesn't say that he regretted sit tshuva and fasted 100 times. It doesn't say that. All it says is, I now am aware of something else. I'm afraid to paskin. That's all. That's all the Gemara said. Everything else is speculative. Doesn't say it in the Gemara. I think we have to stop now because it's Rish Chodesh. Some people have it early. Everybody should have a wonderful Rish Chodesh. And the month, the month. What?
Did we get the question?
Well, we have
no, tomorrow. I should.